So I've come down past the garden centre, which is now open again, and walked down the lane. I'm following a lady who's walking her dog. I've just had a conversation with her, and we were just saying how busy the road has got again. People are obviously starting to ease lockdown and getting into their cars and going a trip out. So I apologise for any background car noise. But without that, we can hear the sheep baaing, the birds singing. It's a beautiful afternoon as I look out, leaning on the gate here, looking out across the fields to the pylons. And we're thinking about harnessing of resources and how we rely so much on electricity and power being provided for us, which has been a godsend during this period of lockdown, as it always is in recharging our phones, in powering our laptops, our iPads and all these sort of things that we've come to rely on so much more. So thinking of those pylons representing human resources, this is the prayer. Praise be to you, my Lord, with all your creatures, especially Sir Brother Sun, who is the day through whom you give us light, and he is beautiful and radiant with great splendour. Of you, Most High, he bears the likeness. Praise be to you, my Lord, through sister moon and the stars. In the heavens you have made them bright, precious and fair. Praise be to you, my Lord, through brothers, wind and air, and fair and stormy all weather's moods, by which you cherish all that you have made. Praise be to you, my Lord, through sister water, so useful, humble, precious and pure. Praise be you, my Lord, through brother fire, through whom you light the night, and he is beautiful and playful and robust and strong. Praise be to you, my Lord, through our sister, Mother Earth, who sustains and governs us, producing varied fruits with coloured flowers and herbs. That's taken from the Canticle of Brother Sun and Sister Moon from St. Francis of Assisi. Just leaning over the gate here, I can see a donkey in the foreground, separated out from a ram who's isolated from the rest of the sheep. Just looking down over the valley, it's a scene of agriculture as we looked across right down to St. Mark's Church in the distance. We can just about see the spire from this bit of Preppy Lane as I continue down the hill to stop at the next point, saying goodbye to the donkey and the sheep and the ram, taking a last look at the pylons that and the phone wires and the electricity cables that swoop and sweep down the valley.